Gimme, gimme, gimme! I need some more! Gimme, gimme, gimme! Don't ask what for! 1, 2, 3, 4! Standing here like a loaded gun, waiting to go off! I've got nothing to do but shoot my mouth off! Gimme, gimme, gimme! Gimme some more! Gimme, gimme, gimme!
Don't ask what for! Hey everybody, it's the GB Podcast.
Hello!
I'm Andrew.
I'm not.
And it is June 12th, 2008. And we finally got summer. It's kind of nice.
It is. It's the allergies are killing my eyes.
Yeah,
same here. Look like a drugged out, stoned
nice.
Somebody.
That sucks.
And I sound like it, too.
A little bit. So we were going to talk about zines.
Zines. I recently found I was going cleaning out my closet, and I found a stash of the first zine that I put out back in 2001. And it's pretty crap.
Yeah.
By today's standards. It's not even punk rock good from, like, you know, way back in the day.
Okay.
But, you know, I was just, you know, like, I mean, we've had our share of zine making and knowing zine makers and whatnot.
Right.
Did you ever put out a zine?
I never put out a zine, but I contributed a fair amount to one in that a friend did in high school called Jaundice.
Jaundice. What was that about?
It was poetry, short fiction.
What did you contribute?
Things. I contributed lots of heartfelt poetry and some illustrations, actually.
Illustrations would be cool.
Yeah, back when I drew on a regular basis, I contributed quite a bit back then.
It's funny how zines are. I think zines are on their way out. In this day of self-publishing and easy access
on
to
the internet, you mean?
Yeah, and yeah. You know, it's in terms of just blogs, everything's going digital. Or and even if you wanted to put out a really nice printed zine, you could actually go and get your own book made.
It's true.
Through Lulu or Blurb or whatever. So
right.
It's, you know, I kind of do miss that old, you know, I mean, even like posters now.
Yeah.
I mean, how many people hand do their posters?
Yeah, so it's
in terms of, yeah,
it's true.
In terms of drawing it anymore, you know, it's all digital, and then it's done afterwards. But
yeah,
I mean, like, you know, back in the old days when I'd make my old band's, like, you know, layout cover, and I'd have to photocopy it like 6 times just to get the layouts right, because I'd be pasting stuff on top of each other. So.
Right. I'm looking here at at issue number one of Grayscaled and Augustus, the Naz Hamid zine from 2001. July 12th, 2001.
It's the only...
The only issue?
Issue that ever came out.
Limited edition, too.
It is limited.
But what I'm kind of frightened at is I just... I was flipping through and I found this page with word balloons using Comic Sans.
That was the whole point. Well, read what the balloons say.
I swear I was the first one to do it. And it says, "Design, my friend, is one sick puppy." I love it! Exclamation point, infinity.
And Comic Sans was the irony of it all.
Yeah. All right. I don't know.
Some of those pages were filler. What can I say?
It's pretty common in zines, unfortunately. I don't know that we can write it off entirely yet. I think there's you know, a lot of people still really like that tactile feel and the handmade, handcrafted quality of it.
I actually contributed to a zine a few years later called Lift.
Okay.
That was put out by my friend Mike Bingaman, who's a designer over at Tanagram, actually.
Mm-hmm.
But he put out the zine, and it was actually really good.
Yeah.
It was all his plans, and he, you know, it was like a really nice, you know, double-sided, packed thing with some good words, some good art.
Right.
And, you know, you got a bunch of splits. I had 8 pages of it. I still have 2 copies, but that was a zine that I actually enjoyed. It was kind of designers meets bloggers, I guess, back in like
once upon a time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if you're looking for zines, or you've got a, I guess a hankering or a nostalgia for them, one place you can go is the Chicago Underground Library, which is it's small. It's tucked into a small space in the butcher shop, which is at 1319 West Lake Street on the third floor.
Wow.
But it's...
In Fulton Market?
I guess that would be, yeah. That might be, around there.
That is Fulton
Market. Pretty cool space. It's open only on Saturdays between 1 and 5 p.m. It's a labor of love, so it doesn't have lots of hours, but it's pretty cool thing. It's worth checking out.
Yeah, and if you have zines and like to share.
They're always up for sharing. And you can email us at inbox@gapersblock.com if you want to tell us about your zine. Maybe we could do a little roundup of zines,
exactly.
Current zines in the Chicago scene. I know that they're still out there. We know you're there. We just haven't heard from you for
Quimby's
a while.
Quimby's and Chicago Comics still has plenty of zines. Maybe not as much as they once did. But.
So zinesters, get in touch.
Yeah.
So what do we got going on this week that we want to talk about? What's happening tonight? Do you have anything?
Summer Dance is tonight.
Ah, cool.
Down in Grant Park.
Yeah.
It'll happen throughout the summer.
Right.
But it kicks off tonight. And for 11 weeks, you've got a guest DJ.
That's awesome.
Hitting it up. So, I mean, like, I've been down a few times. It's actually a lot of fun.
It's totally free.
It's free. It's, you know, it's like... Just come out after work and just, you know, get down with somebody good. Like last year, we went to go see Dude from Detroit. I totally forgot.
The Dude from Detroit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Never mind. I'm totally blanking on it.
Yeah.
Name. Famous Detroit DJ.
Derek Carter?
Yes. Thanks. God damn.
It's okay.
Derek Carter.
Our old friend Jess Davis would be kicking
exactly,
me right now,
exactly. But yeah, so we...
Cool.
Yeah, you know, we went down there, kicked it a little bit,
nice.
An hour or so. It's a lot of fun. It's just people hanging out. So.
Yeah, cool. Well, speaking of having fun and hanging out, it's the U.S. Air Guitar Championships tour going on right now. It's in Chicago, and if you think you've got the chops, you can still sign up. It's at the Metro tonight. I forget when it starts. I think 7:30, is that right?
Yes. Yeah. No, nine.
Okay. Nine. It's $14 cover. I don't know how much it costs to participate, like to actually compete, but it's definitely worth it if you can do it.
A friend of ours is actually competing.
Yeah, he made it to the semifinals. Yeah. He was competing in Philadelphia.
We also have
somebody here. Who?
Our friend Dave Ayling, who goes by Rocktopus.
Nice, Rocktopus.
So he's
Rocktopus.
He's been at this for a while, actually.
Cool. It's a lot of fun. It's better than you would expect. So that's worth checking out. It's at Metro tonight.
Yeah.
At 9 o'clock.
Another thing tonight I noticed, we talked about Twitter a few ago.
Right.
But Colonel Tribune meetup.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. So
let's tell people what's up with Twitter.
Twitter is sort of like a low grade. I think we've talked about Twitter before, but we'll talk about it again. It's sort of a low grade chat client or IM type of deal. It's 140 characters.
It's like microblogging.
Yeah. So, but
a social network too.
Right. You can follow people. You can have it sent to your phone. You can have it sent IM.
Super useful for conferences and getting together and trying to find out where people are.
And Colonel Tribune happens to be the alter ego of somebody on at the Tribune. I've actually met him. It's an open secret. It's not like he's hiding behind it. But
so who is he?
I can't tell you. You have to come meet him. You got to meet him. So he's going to be at where? The...
Clark Street Ale House.
Clark Street Ale House, that's right. It's 742 North Clark Street from 6 p.m. on. Drinks are not on the house, but it's definitely worth coming out and checking it out.
It's just south of Chicago.
Right.
Clark Street Ale House is actually a really nice place.
So, come check it out. I'll be there. You should be there, too. What about Friday? What do you got going on?
Friday, I got to pimp it again, but this is Bike to Work Week.
Mm-hmm.
If you've been biking to work, you'll have noticed, you might have caught one of the many stations posted, and you get your free coffee or Gatorade and your Clif Bar.
Cool.
And but the big rally happens at Daily Plaza on Friday.
Cool.
So I think it goes till about. Oh, actually, it goes till 7 p.m.
All right.
From 7:30 till 7 p.m.
Wait, 7:30 a.m.
till 7 p.m.?
Wow.
12 hours of this rally. So, you know, during lunchtime, drop by. You'll usually... I got a free t-shirt last year.
Oh, that's cool.
Muka Paza is actually playing at 5:30.
Nice.
So they'll end the night with a bit of a show.
Cool.
And, you know, it's just a good time and way to kind of show, you know, especially with, at least in light of... speaking of cycling deaths that we keep bringing up, you know,
right.
this week alone we had two.
Right.
And one was fatal and the other was pretty tragic, being run over by a CTA bus. But so in these trying times, be careful, be safe, and
be
show
careful.
Your support.
Cool. Well, while you're down there, if you end up down in the loop for the rally, wander over to the Fine Arts Building, which is at 410 South Michigan. It's above the Artist's Cafe, I believe. That's on the first floor. But it's a great building full of studios, both music, art, actually both music and art. It's music, art, I think there's even some dance troupes in there, there's theater. The whole place is open from 4:30 until 7:30 or 9:30? I think 9:30. It's totally free, and you can go check out people's works in their own studio space, which is kind of neat. So that's worth it. Let's move on to Saturday.
Saturday. 59 years for the Old Town Art Fair.
Yeah.
I've been before. It's actually a pretty good time. Old Town is kind of, it's funny, because it is kind of a old
she-she.
Money. It is she-she.
Which is ironic, considering it used to be the red light district.
Exactly.
Also.
And but it's kind of a mellow shishi.
Yeah.
And I like actually walking around there. It's kind of nice,
right.
Even though it's not that big or whatever.
Yeah, it goes down Wells Street from North Avenue South to.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not really sure what the cross street is. Like Gerda.
Division is already. It's before Division, like a block
right.
and a half before Division.
Yeah.
But. 200 artists will be there and showing their work. There will be music for
and I heard on the radio today that Jose Cuervo apparently is going to be wandering.
Jose Cuervo?
Like, well, not literally Jose Cuervo.
Like a bottle of
apparently they're going to be like giving out shots. I don't know what, but they there was some commercial about them being on at the Wells Street
nothing like a drunk Old Town Art Fair.
Yeah, so... that's definitely worth checking out. That's both Saturday and Sunday, right?
It is, from 10 to 6.
Cool.
Every day, and it's $7 donation.
Right, so you can...
So you can always just say, you know, I'm actually going to that restaurant over there. And
right, slip through.
That's what I do.
Yeah. Well, mine is a little bit further afield, but definitely worth it if you've got a car. It's the Testicle Festival.
Festival.
That's right, down in Mount Sterling, Illinois, which is down near Springfield-ish.
So is this like a showcase of who's got bigger balls?
No, this is actually, it's sort of a Rocky Mountain
Oyster.
No, it is a Rocky Mountain Oyster kind of a deal. We're talking pig. We're talking pig, we're talking beef, we're talking sheep, we're talking turkey, and we're talking buffalo for the first time this year. Turkeys have testicles?
Are they big?
I have no idea. I've never had one.
Damn.
But the funny thing is there's another testicle festival that happens later, like in October or so, and it is a turkey testicle festival. And it's in...
The prelude.
It's out near Rockford.
To,
yeah, it's kind of like, wow.
The prelude to...
yeah, well, I mean, once, when they're killing off all the turkeys for Thanksgiving, they got to do something.
It's got to go somewhere.
So, yeah.
That's interesting.
Yeah, so it's $10. There are a whole bunch of bands playing. I don't know if it's all you can eat, but there's certainly plenty of food to be.
I don't know if testicles is something
I don't know how many
you want to eat all night.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You might get a little sick to your stomach or feel like a porn star. I don't know. But
eating a lot of balls.
Yes. I imagine there are t-shirts to be bought. Regardless, it's going to be fun. It's worth checking out.
Mount Sterling.
Mount Sterling. Map it. And then on Sunday, there's the Mule Magazine release party.
Yes,
talk
there
about
is.
That?
They are celebrating a new issue.
Okay.
And they're having it at the Heart of Gold, which is at 3036 North Lincoln, which is kind of Irving Parkish. And it starts at 9. Music by Killer Whales.
Okay.
Because, you know, I guess, you know, the dolphins were
Yeah, well.
A bunch of DJs and a suggested $7 donation helps with the distribution of the new issue.
And you do get an issue with that.
You do get an issue.
So you get your own copy.
Check that out.
Cool. All right, well, that's pretty much all we've got, but there's lots going on. Check out the slowdown section of Gaper's Block to get more. And once again, if you've got some zine recommendations or you just want to tell us off for claiming zines are going to die...
Or you are a fanatic of testicles.
Yes, whatever. drop us a line at inbox@gapersblock.com, and we will see you in a week, or at least talk to you then. Bye-bye.
Gimme, gimme, gimme! I need some more! Gimme, gimme, gimme! Don't ask what for! 1, 2, 3, 4! Stay here, I'm alone!